following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Uber and sponsored by CDW, Miller Lite, and PNC.
So there's a little more than a month left before the Bears report to Bourbon A for the start of training camp. And it's going to be a very interesting training camp down in Bourbon A because there are so many jobs on the line, so many different position groups that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And that's how we're going to start the show here today. Hi, everyone. Zach Zaidman alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. You can join us at 312-644-6767 here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. Simple question to start the show. Which position group are you most interested in watching when the Bears begin practices down in Bourbon A at training camp 2017? Quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, defensive back? Tom, I'll start with you.
Well, it's hard to ignore the obvious. Everybody wants to see how the quarterback position is going to work itself out. Since you go back to draft day, when everybody in anticipation said the Bears have traded up to number two for Mitchell Trubisky, and then you think about bringing Mike Glennon, the free agent here, everybody wants to see that battle and see how that what that holds for the future of the Chicago Bears. But honestly, I'm looking at the defensive back, Zach. I need to see how they're going to help the defense become a more efficient, create more turnovers, limit the success of Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam Bradford and the other quarterbacks around the league. So I think right now, Ryan Pace went out and did a nice job of acquiring a lot of free agents. You want to see these guys have healthy seasons, and then you want to see the how a guy like Adrian Amos matures into his position. So for me, if you're going to go out there and compete within this division, you better contain the opponent's quarterbacks, and that goes to the defensive backfield for me.
Now, if you flip it to the other side of the ball, Jim, obviously the quarterback position is the position that right. Everyone's going to be focused in on when the Bears report to Bourbon A. But what other positions offensively are you going to be looking at? Because if those positions rise, it'll help no matter who the quarterback is in 2017, it'll help that guy succeed on the field.
Yeah, I think a good defense, you know, has an opportunity. Good complementary football and getting turnovers, giving your offense more opportunities to score, and that's where the Bears have failed the past couple of years. You know, 17 turnovers created 2 years ago, which was low, and then, you know, they end up breaking it last year by only creating 10 turnovers. So I think that needs to be an area of focus and probably should be pretty competitive in a focus area that team that I think Vic Fangio will challenge those defensive backs to do so. You know, it's interesting today because of all the news about Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders, and he could be the highest paid quarterback, and then Matthew Stafford is up for a new contract. He's probably going to become the highest paid player in the league, and then the Bears still have to face a guy in Aaron Rodgers. And probably an underrated quarterback is Sam Bradford. You know, look at that guy. He led the league in completion percentage last year. So the Bears have a tough task in division alone to stop these quarterbacks. They're all been very effective. I know the perception on Bradford probably was as a first-round bust in St. Louis, but his career has rebounded since then, and he's a much different player. So it's not easy pickings in the NFC North because those are some good quarterbacks they'll be facing twice a year.
All right, let's be a smarter fan base heading down to Bourbon A this summer. And because there's so many different jobs on the line, let's start with the defensive back position. When we're watching these practices, guys, what should we be looking for to know who's excelling at the positions the Bears are looking for, cornerback and safety? Tom, I'll start with you.
You know, you got to have athleticism, especially at the cornerback position. That job is so difficult. The anticipation of a wide receiver running full speed at you and have the ability to cut your route in three different ways, it's such a difficult job. Now, they got to be complemented by the pass rush. You know, Willie Young, Akeem Hicks, and that whole crew, they have to put instant pressure on the opponent's quarterback because I think it's unrealistic to ask any cornerback in the league to cover for four 4 seconds if you have a quarterback that's not being hassled in the backfield. So if you do get the pressure, if you get these guys coming off the corner, Leonard Floyd and the whole crew coming off the corner quickly, then I think that's going to help the defensive backs. But when you're sitting there and you're watching the individual drills, you're watching one-on-ones against wide receivers and cornerbacks, look at their athleticism. How quickly do they move their feet? How quickly can they adjust their hips to make sure they get in a defensive position against the wide receiver? You know, those are some of the subtleties you have to look at while you're watching practice, because when you're watching the 11-on-11 drills and full teamworks, that's when you need the complement of the pass rush to help the cornerbacks. But when you are in the open field and you have a little bit more visual opportunity in 7-on-7 in 1-on-1s, I think that's when you can really pay attention to how a cornerback moves and see if he can find his way and fit into the NFL. We want to see the reemergence of Kyle Fuller, but we also want to see guys like Prince Amukamara and Marcus Cooper and how they're going to contribute to the competitiveness of that position.
And Jim, from a quarterback's perspective, if I'm watching the safeties, just as a fan in the stands out in Bourbonnais, what am I looking for to kind of comprehend what they're trying to do at the safety position, and how can I feel confident that, you know what, this is a group that may be able to take the ball away at a greater rate than we saw last season?
Yeah, a lot of it is in the one-on-ones that Tom was touching on there, because, you know, granted, there's no pass rush when you're doing wide receivers versus cornerbacks and safeties, because you'll do the drills where the tight ends go to the second level and the safeties get challenged, but are they contesting throws? You'll see the athleticism and all that, but even for me as a quarterback, when we go through those drills, I'll be like, man, this guy's always in the hip pocket of the receiver. You know, how fast they break on the ball. So as much as you're learning about your receiver, you're learning about your own teammates and how they break on footballs from a coverage standpoint of it. So contesting footballs. So you can see that in the one-on-ones, and you can see it in the 7-on-7 drills, and you can see it in the team period, especially down in the red zone where there's less real estate, and then it becomes an even more competitive situation for defensive backs to contest the throws. So I think it's true of all of them. It's open competition, and I think they'll have a lot of new faces they'll be looking at that Tom threw out there, from Quentin Demps to Prince Amukamara, Cooper, who we mentioned, and then other guys that still – how much progress have they made, like Bryce Callahan, who at times has flashed in his ability, and just see where they've improved in those areas.
Yeah, guys like Craven LeBlanc, and then at the safety position, you got the rookie from Alabama, Eddie Jackson. He talked about Adrian Amos and his ascension, and let's see how Deion Bush, the second-year player out of Miami, does in this year's training camp. So much to talk about. When we come back, we'll flip it around to the offensive side of things. What should we be looking at? And also, a lot of rookies on that side of the ball. Specifically, what do you want to see from each one? That's next. Tom Thayer is here. So is Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Finish at Soldier Field when you participate in the PNC Chicago Bears 5K this Saturday, June 24th. Get more information and register now at chicagobears.com/5K. 85 Bear Tom Thayer is here. Soul's former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zaidman, and this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch any of the segments that have come out this week, but the Bears, this is the third year that they've done it. They have a series called Meet the Rookies. It's going to be part of a special TV presentation on Friday at 9:30 on Fox 32 Chicago. But they've already released some of the segments, and it's basically a series that tells the story of select rookies from this year's class and their journey to the NFL in their own words. And segments can be seen right now on ChicagoBears.com. Mitchell Trubisky, Rashad Coward, an Old Dominion defensive lineman. And today they released the Tariq Cohen segment. He's the Bears running back out of North Carolina A&T. And I'll tell you what, he is 5'6", but this guy has a chip on his shoulder that is probably the size of the 6'7 tight end, Adam Shaheen. I mean, he has a lot to say. And after watching his specific segment, I can understand why he's got that chip. And Tariq Cohen, the Bears rookie running back, joins us now here on Bears All Access. Tariq, I think the thing that stood out to me is the fact that when you're 5'6 and you're trying to play football, there are going to be doubters. But what stunned me is that your running back coach in college and even your mom didn't think that you would have an opportunity to play in the NFL, and yet here you are.
Thanks for having me on first. And I just want to say, I can see where they're coming from because, you know, they have to be realistic. You know, I'm a 5'6 running back, and it isn't that many of us in the league. So they knew, and I knew myself, that my chances were slim.
Hey, Tariq, when you look in the eyes of your opponents, when you have multiple 200-yard games, you have carries, you have games with carries over 25, do you start seeing the reluctance inside your opponent's ability to tackle you, where maybe when your size is your biggest asset? Because we've seen guys like the Barry Sanders and that have had incredible success at the NFL level, but do you notice in your opponent's eyes when you have those great games?
I can just see, like, how defenses get tired of chasing me, you know, because I'm really running sideline to sideline, running outside zone, and I just see defenses getting tired. And then sometimes I see defenses getting too over-aggressive, you know. They want to hurry up and beat me to a spot, and that opened up lanes for cutbacks. So I really feel like my size does help me and really makes me the player I am.
Well, Tariq, Jim Miller here. Congratulations on being a Chicago Bear. And I guess because you've always battled those perceptions about your size, was it just you as the motivating factor? Is it belief in yourself? Who did you – is it, you know, a guy like Darren Sproles? Who are the guys you look to that maybe gave you some inspiration that, yeah, I can do this. This is my dream, and I'm going to get it done?
I feel like the fact that I just kept having success, you know, that's really what, like, kept pushing me towards, like, see what's my limit. And that's really what's been my main motivating factor outside of, like family and, like, how I grew up and stuff. But those guys that you mentioned, like the Darren Sproles, they also have shone a light on it that made me think, like, it is possible at this size to be able to make it in the NFL. So they really did a wonderful job at that.
Visiting with Bears rookie Tariq Cohen, the running back out of North Carolina A&T. Guys, in 4 years at North Carolina A&T, Tariq Cohen scored 56 touchdowns, gained more than 5,600 rushing yards, and countless highlight plays. I mean, we're talking, and this is why, I guess in college, they called you the human joystick, because you had these video game-like moves against your opponents. Is that something that just came natural? How did you develop those moves?
The way I feel like I developed them is growing up, you know, playing a lot of backyard football, no rules, just every man for themselves, just throw the ball in the air and run around. You got to have those type of moves to be able to get away from everybody. And another thing, I probably me and my brother used to play this game with our dog. Like, we would go on the porch, and then we would jump off the porch, and the dog would run down the steps, and then it would chase us around the house, so we'd just be running away from the dog and stuff, and putting moves on the dog. So I guess that's where the moves came from.
Hey, Tariq, one of the most interesting drills that Bears fans like out of Bourbonnais when they go to training camp is they usually end the practice by having one-on-one blocking between the running back and some of the linebackers. Do you have a blocking philosophy? Because, you know, if you got a guy that's a fullback, that's what he does regularly. If you have a guy like Jordan Howard last year, he learned it and, you know, became better at it as the season went on. Do you have a blocking philosophy given, and I hate to bring it up because I want to stop talking about your size, but do you have a thought process in blocking?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got to be more than others, I got to be more technically sound. And another thing, when we get into the game situation, you know, I got to switch it up with the cut blocks and with staying up and just really relying on technique, because that really can overcome a lot of things. Like, if I meet the linebacker coming in the A-gap, if I meet him early and meet him in the hole, he really doesn't have any place to go but try to run through me. And if I sit back on my technique and rely on my hand placement and, you know, anchoring in the ground, then really I win the matchup. And that's what I'm really trying to do better this camp, you know, just sharpen those tools in my toolbox.
Well, there's a new celebration rule in the NFL. Bears fans hope you score more than 50 times like you did at AT&T. Well, as you talk about their transition from college to pro, I guess what I know, the pads aren't on right now. It's not, you know, once training camp comes, that'll really get real for you, Tariq. But what to you has been the biggest difference or struggle or transition now that you're early into your NFL career?
I feel like the biggest difference was just how all the defensive players are really disciplined. Like, if a player is supposed to set the edge, then he's going to do everything he can to set the edge. And it's just like everybody on the field knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing, because at one point in time, these players were the best at their respective university. So everybody's good on this level. And it's just brilliant to see, like, how the great battles are individually going on the field in every play. Like, the best tackle going against the best DN or the best outside linebacker. And just seeing that matchup is just amazing. And that's been the biggest difference.
Tariq Cohen, the Bears running back, is with us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. When you've been watching video, what do you spend your time looking at when you're looking at tape? And have you studied other guys that are similar to you in terms of build to help you with the technique that you need to block?
When I study film, like when I'm looking at defenses, for example, I really study the linebackers and the D-line, like the D-line penetration. So I see if linebackers, you know, how hard do they flow? Is this an over-aggressive guy who likes to, you know, meet the running back at the point of attack, or is it a guy who likes to play off the back hip of the running back? And then I really don't look at running backs my size. I really just look at all running backs, because the technique of blocking doesn't change whether you're 5'6 or 6'1. You know, the technique stays the same. So I just look at all running backs.
Hey, Tariq, you're famous for your backflip. With these new celebration rules in the NFL, given the opportunity to get in the end zone during an NFL regular season game, is there a chance that we will see the backflip, or that they ask you not to do it?
The way I'm feeling, I feel that it is a chance. So I guess I got to sit down with Coach Fox, you know, talk that over, see if he approve of it or not.
He might impose a fine, just to let you know. But anyway,
never.
But when you look at your style of play and how you're going to be used, you know, we always talk about the cliche, a player who can play in space, you know, certain roles, special plays that want to take advantage of your athleticism and speed. Maybe touch on that a little bit. Slip screens, things like that, where probably you could be a very advantageous weapon with how Dow Loggins is looking at this offense and how you can be implemented into it and provide instant production for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah, Coach Dow, you know, we've been keeping in good touch through OTAs, and he really putting me everywhere. I think in OTAs I played every position besides O-line and quarterback, but I've been everywhere, and I'm really ready to step into that role, you know, being the type of joker back that they've been looking for. You know, I can step in the slot, catch some passes there, on some choice routes, catch the ball from the backfield, and do what I really came here to do, because I'm playing running back, you know, run the ball, and then also, you know, catch screen passes and be in the special teams.
Tariq Cohen is our guest here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. Tariq, one of the things that I think sticks out for me is the fact that, you know, every time we talk to you, you have seemingly given yourself a new nickname. So in college, and I don't know if you gave yourself this nickname, the human joystick, but I can understand why watching the highlights. Then the first chance we had an opportunity to talk to you on a conference call, you said you want to be known as Chicken Salad because no one's known as Chicken Salad. And then when we saw you at OTAs, you said, hey, just call me Big Daddy. So what are you today, and what do your teammates call you?
My teammates really call me Tariq, or they call me Reek. But today, I guess I'll be Lil Reek. Since we talk about my height today, so I'll be Lil Reek.
Hey, Tariq, when you were in college, you know, the Bears, they do split the tailback, the running back out as a wide receiver position and at the line of scrimmage. When you were in college, if you were on the line of scrimmage as a receiver, how did they try to cover you, and what do you anticipate at this level? And do you think, even at this level, do you think there's a linebacker that can cover you?
In college, when I split it out, they would mainly in my conference, they put a defensive back on me because they feel like that's the best person on the field that can cover me. I feel like NFL teams are going to be confident in their linebackers, you know, so they're going to really try to send the linebacker out there on me. But I really don't think that there's a linebacker that can cover me with my quickness and my speed. And I just feel like it's my job to get open. So if my job is to beat the man over me, then I will complete that task.
Let me piggyback off Tom's question. Is any, in terms of the route tree and running all the routes, is there any route you can't, or you feel you can't run, or that you struggle with?
No, I run all the routes. You know, through college, during the summers when we do 707, I wouldn't even play running back. I would be a slot receiver. So I've just been sharpening those tools, you know, running all the routes with the receivers. And I've been catching passes all my life, so. As you can tell from the combine, I got 10 and a half, 10 and an eighth inch hands. So catching comes natural to me, and it's just when the roster also comes natural, because I feel like I got such a good feet that I can really get in and out of my cuts.
I don't know about you guys, but just listening to Tariq Cohen talk about all the different ways he can be used in this offense, it's exciting to think about the mismatches that can be created. I think that's what Mike Glennon was talking about earlier this offseason with the running back position. Tariq, I want to go back and talk a little bit about your hometown, because I don't even think there are 500 people in Bun, North Carolina. So are you technically the most famous guy to ever come out of there?
Yeah, I don't think it's 500 people either. It's only one stoplight. But I would say right now at this level, it's like me. It's like a tie between me and somebody else that had went to the NFL. His name was Kerry Neal. He also went to the same hospital I did. He had made it this far, but he had got cut in preseason. So right now, I think it's a tie. So I'm trying to break that tie.
Hey, Tariq, a lot can be decided with this six-week window that you guys have open. You know, you go through a challenge in college, and now you have a big opportunity here to get a lot of work done to help you getting ready for training camp. What's your thought process here for this 6 weeks of an open opportunity to train, to stay inside your tablet? What are you going to do with it?
Just like you said, I'll just stay inside the tablet, you know, keep in contact with Coach Dow. I've already been talking to him about putting some extra stuff on the tablet and just really communicating also with my running back coach, Coach Mockin. But I feel like my plate is big, so I'm ready to do everything they ask me to do, so I got to be more than prepared.
Well, are you anxious as you're about to embark on your first training camp? I mean, you don't sound overwhelmed at all. You sound like you're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready to roll. I can't wait for pads, because, you know, that's the main thing people have been questioning, how will I stand up, you know, with NFL hits and everything. And I'm really just showed it up. When the time is necessary, I stick my beak in there. You know, I'm not really scared of contact at all, so I'm ready to show that.
Yeah, the confidence definitely comes across, and obviously the production is lights out from your years at North Carolina A&T. I do want to ask you, because you were part of this Meet the Rookie segment and some of the other guys that have been featured, you probably talk more than all the others, I'm guessing. What's it like in that downstairs locker room at Hallis Hall where the rookies are? Tell us a little bit about some of the other guys, Mitch Trubisky and Adam Shaheen. Who's the biggest talker down there? Are you guys similar? Does everyone get along? Give us an idea of what takes place down there.
It's a lot of questions, you know, because we all rookies together, so we asking questions to each other that we don't have the answers ourselves. So it's really a lot of talking going on down there. You know, Mitch is cool, Adam's cool, me, Eddie, and Rashard probably like the most talkative people in the locker room, and the other Mitch, the center. Everybody calls him the other Mitch. So then he's really a good guy. You know, he's real funny. So I feel like it's a good mess of people in there.
Yeah, Mitchell Kirsch is his name. Now, Tariq, before we let you go, do you talk like this when you're out practicing? And the way that you talk with us in the media, the way that you've always been your entire life, and do the veterans enjoy you talking?
I haven't been talking as much yet, because you know, I'm a rookie, so I got to be quiet out there a little bit. You know, can't say too much. Don't want the vets to get up on you. But I feel like when the pads come on and then I can show what I can do, you know, take a couple hits, you know, put a little touchdowns out there, then I can, you know, get my voice back and start sneaking out there on the field.
Yeah, there's a time and a place. Hey, Reek, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Tariq Cohen, the Bears rookie running back, spending some time with us here on Bears All Access. A lot to react to from what we just heard in terms of the way the Bears plan on using him and what that means for this offense that we haven't seen over the last few years. We'll discuss next with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller. I'm Zach Sabin. You can join us at 312-644-6767. By the way, the Meet the Rookies television special presentation is going to be on Friday, 9:30, Fox 32, Chicago. If you want to see the Tariq segment, along with the Mitchell Trubisky segment, the Rasheed Coward segment, just go to chicagobears.com. Tomorrow they unveil the Adam Shaheen segment of Meet the Rookies. We're back here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Get round-the-clock news, video, and updates straight from your favorite team. Download the Chicago Bears official app and follow the Bears on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat for the latest content direct to your device. Zach Sabin, along with 85 Bear Tom Thayer and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. We just had an entertaining 10 minutes with Bears rookie running back Tariq Cohen. He's got a lot to say, and I think that's the thing that stands out to me, guys. And I don't know if you've watched the Meet the Rookie segment, but you know, just in watching the one on Mitchell Trubisky and seeing how this guy prepares, the work ethic, the drive to succeed, the fact that a guy can't do it alone. You need the help of your family, and he's got that in Mentor, Ohio. And Tariq Cohen has the support of his mom, and that was clearly evident. Or a guy like Rashad Coward, the undrafted free agent, to make it from the mean streets of Brooklyn to where he is right now in the NFL. It's really an incredible story, and the players are saying it in their own words. But you guys have been through this process, and there has to be something extra that takes you from, say, high school football to the college level to where these guys are now. Because it's not just about getting to the NFL. It's about succeeding in the NFL. And that's not easy to do.
You know, Zach, each of these guys have unique challenges of their own. Whether it's where you came from, your size now that you're in the NFL, or where you were drafted. And those are huge challenges to overcome. And Mitchell Trubisky's got to be a dedicated football player that shows everybody the reason he was picked number two in the NFL draft is because he's got the arm strength, he's got the athleticism, he's got the intelligence, he understands how to play quarterback, and he matures into that position in the NFL because he's got to be a team leader in the locker room. He's got to be the main leader inside the huddle, and then he's got to make sure he understands his week-to-week responsibilities throughout the entirety of his career. And then when you look like at a guy like Tariq Cohen, he's always going to be described as a 5'6", 175-pound football player, and people are always going to say, wow, that's, you know, excuse me, that's unusual for a guy to play this physical of a sport to be that size. And then where you came from and what were the challenges that you faced throughout, you know, your entire life. And that's the great thing when you get to see the specials about these rookies and then you get to see them develop in their NFL career is can they overcome the obstacles that they now face at the NFL level like they did throughout their Pop Warner high school and college careers.
Jim, I want to go to Mitchell Trubisky because his dad was talking about how Trubisky isn't the vocal guy. He's not going to yell at teammates on the field. He's not going to be one of these outwardly rah-rah guys unless he has to be. What's the delicate balance as a quarterback to make sure that you can command the room, command the huddle, and have that kind of respect on the field that you need?
Well, I think you got to show it every single time you're with your teammates or you're on the field practicing. They're going to know about your preparation, your seriousness, and how hard you've been working because you've got to show that every single day. You can't hide that. You can't hide somebody's desire to play football. And when you step between the lines to go out to practice, are you serious about your job? And I think you do earn respect from that standpoint. You know, I bring this up about Mike Glennon all the time. You know, he's been in every capacity. You know, here he's been thrown into the fire as a young player when he was drafted out of North Carolina State. And then you look at he's had to serve in the backup capacity, somewhat humbled when they drafted Jameis Winston. So he's had the taste of being the starter in his mouth, and it's kind of been taken away from him. And I think he's learned the ropes of how to prepare, the respect of his teammates, and he knows what he has to do. I truly believe that. It's his time right now. But he's learning a lot of new faces, not only from the coaches, front office members, all the city of Chicago and the fans there. They're going to know what Mike Glennon's about. And I always say it, speak softly but carry a big stick. You know, it doesn't matter. Talk is just talk. You got to go out and play and back it up. And it just seems like Mike is one of those type of players. There's really no reason to talk. You've got to go out and do it.
It's about performance. It's a performance-oriented right. industry, and yet everyone is learning this offense together for the most part because there are so many new pieces. And just listening to Tariq Cohen talk about all the different ways, the position he plays is called, and you heard him say it, Joker back, because you're doing a little bit of everything
right.
out there on the football field. And Glennon talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how the Bears can really create mismatches, not just at the running back position, but at the tight end position. Can you verbalize just how you think this is going to play out?
Well, for those, I mean, let's say if the Bears go empty You know, one of the empty is just obviously no backs in the backfield. Everybody's splitting out as a wide receiver. And just where those mismatches are. Here, Tariq Cohen talked about, well, a lot of times they wouldn't put a linebacker out on me. They'd have to cover me realistically with the defensive back. Because he even admitted, I've run every route on the route tree. I've got big hands. I'm a credentialed receiver in how I can be utilized. And then if you got a guy like Adam Shaheen also splitting out there, what do they do? Especially if you can... If Shaheen runs the way I believe, right, the way he tested at the combine, he can be utilized like a Rob Gronkowski or even who the Bears recognized a couple years ago in Martellus Bennett. Mark Trestman never hesitated to split him out wide to the numbers. Do you walk a safety out there or are you putting a linebacker out that far? So there's a lot of ways that they could attack a defense right now, but those other pieces have to emerge. It can't just be one guy, because if a defense says, okay, Tariq Cohen's the guy we got to shut down because nobody else is getting open, then they're going to try and shut down your number one guy. Other guys have to emerge, whether it's Shaheen, whether it's Miller and he stays healthy, is it the receivers, is it Victor Cruz, one that you can't just have one guy, because certainly everybody's going to try and shut down your number one your number one target when you're delivering the football.
Tom, we got to talk a little bit about the influence of the tight end position, because when you talk about Zach Miller and what a weapon that he can be, and Adam Shaheen and what his abilities are, Deion Sims, how he can run routes from the wide receiver position, the online tight end, the H-back position, and all over the field. You know, it's always going to be interesting when you evaluate whoever your opponent is the next week and what is their coverage ability and what type of coverage responsibilities are going to fall on a guy that is, it doesn't have the size to stick with the tight end, doesn't have the speed to stick with a guy like Tariq Cohen. And the wide receivers also, you know, you have to throw into the mix. So I do think that the tight ends probably have the biggest influence on this offense in the passing game. They can block, but what they are is weapons. Even Daniel Brown, what we saw a glimpse of him last year. I think you're looking at a group that has the ability to make this entire offense much better because they are, you know, they are a weapon at the tight end position.
And the other big thing that we never talk about, but this is a huge thing for these offensive players. They all have to understand everyone else's role within the framework of the offense, or this can't work right.
You know, Zach, every single offensive football player should be able to walk up to the chalkboard and be able, the coach, whatever their position coach is, or Dowell Loggins should be able to say, give him the terminology for a play, and he should be able to write every single assignment of every single guy on the field, including the interior of the offensive line and every other position. That's the way that you have to know the offense, and the quarterback knows it that well, and that should be the responsibility of every single position player that has an opportunity to play in the game on Sunday.
You have to be unselfish and understand your role. You can't just assume, oh, I'm not getting the ball on this particular play. Let's say, you know, again, a hypothetical. Tariq Cohen may be a clear-out player to open up underneath coverage a little bit more for whether it's a Victor Cruz or Shaheen or the tight ends or whoever. And he can't, you know, the minute you hear the play call, be like, oh, I'm not getting the ball on this play. You've got to be unselfish. You got to understand, hey, the entirety of the play versus this coverage, probably probabilities I'm not getting the ball on this play, but understand your role in being a good teammate to what you can do to help out the play be a productive, positive play, and that you're doing your job to open it up a little bit more for him, for the offense as an entire offense, an entire group, to have the success they need to have.
Now, the veterans understand this, Jim, but when you're coming from a smaller school where – especially the colleges today, most of them don't run the pro-style offenses that we watch every Sunday in the NFL. How long of an adjustment is that to be able to process football the way you just explained?
Well, I think, you know, talent is talent. The NFL, they scour the whole globe for talent, from Australian rules football players to Canadian football players to, we've seen players from the arena football making it in the National Football League. No greater story than obviously what Kurt Warner did and is now a Hall of Famer, you know. So, you know, even running backs like Tariq Cohen, because they're coming from a smaller school. Think of Fred Jackson, who's actually still currently a free agent right now. That guy was a Division III running back. He's put in some good years for the Buffalo Bills for a Division III player, and he kind of holds that chip on his shoulder a little bit for him to have success. So it really doesn't matter. It's once you arrive and you're there and you've got the confidence that you can compete in the National Football League, and if it's a dream of yours and you love football, you're going to find a way to stick. And I think the thing that helps Tariq Cohen, like we always say, it's the more you can do. He can play a little receiver. He can play running back. He can help in the return game. Normally, when you can do more, you're going to stick around the NFL pretty regularly for a long time with the more you can do mentality.
Go off the field with Inside the Bears. Tune in weekly Saturday at 6 p.m. on CW 50 and Sunday on Fox 32 Chicago at 10:35 p.m. for unique stories and interviews exclusively for Bears fans. I think when you start to take a look at what are the strengths of your football team, you know, after last season and what you've brought in this year, Tom, the thing that stands out, and we haven't really had a chance to see it so far this offseason because the pads don't come on until training camp, but, you know going into training camp this year that you have one of the best running games in the National Football League with a running back who was number two in rushing last season and now has had an entire offseason to train properly for that type of a workload.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting things to the Bears fans is when you come into a season, you know you have the running back position and what Jordan Howard was able to contribute last year. But the thing about it is we still have to look at more than just Jordan Howard. There needs to be a group of running backs there that can complement Jordan Howard during the physical part of the football season and when Jordan Howard is getting the 20-plus carries a game. And everybody wants to see Dow Loggins, call running plays just like they did last year. But, it still has to be a group effort. I think there was a lot of the running back responsibilities put on Jordan Howard because there was some nicks and dings and injuries at the running back position. But you'd still like to see that as a group combined effort. And, you like to see versatility out of the position. We talked about what Tariq Cohen can do as a running back, how he can split out as a wide receiver. But so can Jordan Howard, and the rest of the guys have to be able to do the same. But when you talk about what we did not know what to expect out of Jordan Howard last year, now every opponent is going to know what to expect out of Jordan Howard. So it is going to be similar. I think their defense is going to be first focused on stopping the effectiveness of the running game and then kind of spill out those responsibilities when they're in obvious passing situations.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bears defense because there are some big names that are returning to action for the Bears on the defensive side of the ball. And when you consider the fact that Vic Fangio is your defensive coordinator, John Fox is your head coach, and the fact that these guys come in as a defensive-oriented coaching staff, there's an opportunity here to improve significantly on that side of the ball. How much so, we'll discuss next with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabin, 85 Bear, Tom Thayer, and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller with you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number to join us in the conversation. Spent a lot of time talking about the Bears offense, and that'll be the big topic of conversation as we head into training camp in a little bit more than a month down in Bourbonnais. And you can understand why with the quarterback news the Bears made this offseason, all the new receivers they're adding to the mix, as well as the tight end position. But, when you look at the strength of your football team, when the Bears brought in John Fox and Vic Fangio, they invested a lot on the defensive side of the ball, both in the first couple of years with the draft and through free agency. And unfortunately for the Bears, last year a whole bunch of guys got hurt, but most of them are healthy now, and we had a chance to watch them participate, Tom, this offseason. What do you think changes on the defensive side of the ball this year with guys like Pernell McPhee and Willie Young and Lamar Houston back on the field and Akeem Hicks coming off the season he had and some of the guys the Bears brought in the secondary this offseason?
You would like to think that experience in the defense brings more intelligence and allows you to be more aggressive, both at the line of scrimmage from the defensive backfield and at the linebacker position. And I think that's the type of football Vic Fangio would like to play, is the more knowledge that these players have within the system, then you can open up it to a variety of fronts. In the bigger variety of fronts that you can bring against an opponent, it challenges some of the susceptibilities that you see when you scout the opponent's offense. And when you have rushers like Leonard Floyd, and you look at his versatility, and you look at the versatility of, you know, Willie Young being able to go from a two-point stance to a three-point stance, or Pernell McPhee to rush from the outside to the inside a lot like Leonard Floyd. And when you have the opportunity to take advantage of a weakness and put the best pass rusher, no matter where you need him on the line of scrimmage, that's when you gain value in your system. And that's, I think, what Vic Fangio wants to see. And like we talked about earlier in the show, Zach, if you can get quicker pressure to the quarterback, ultimately that's what's going to help your defensive backfield the most.
Eddie Goldman's another big key. You know, we haven't really talked about him, but, you know, when he went down last year, and there were very few games that he was able to play healthy because he was dealing with an ankle problem the entire year, it was very difficult to run the ball against the Bears. And I think it made teams a little bit more one-dimensional, but you didn't see it enough last year because of the injuries. I think he's such a huge key to what happens defensively with the Bears in 2017.
You know, a big key, too, is – I'm sorry, Jim – is the big key, too, is making sure Akeem Hicks has the type of season he had last year. Because, you know, we want to talk about Eddie Goldman and what he can do, but, you know, we need to see him mature along the line here. But just imagine if Eddie Goldman can be complemented by the season Akeem Hicks has, and then Jonathan Bullard is bigger, and Mitch Unrein is an experienced player. So I think it's the combination of all those guys, and, again, along with Eddie Goldman.
Should be better at stopping the run. Obviously, 27th in the NFL. The injuries didn't help from that standpoint. But just the experiences Tom mentioned, it's another year in the system. They, you know, much like on offense where you call a play to attack a defense, defense is doing the same thing. They're calling a play to really attack an offense and to shut down certain things. So those guys are going to know that their play caller, Coach Fangio, is trying to put them in a position and understand what he is trying to accomplish. So they should be much more polished, much further along in the system, and have greater understanding, again, of being an unselfish player, that maybe this defensive play call isn't so much for you know, for them to be the star on this specific play, but that for them to do their job where maybe another teammate can excel with what the coach is trying to accomplish with the defensive play call.
That's a great point, because I heard John Fox say this last week, and it's something that stuck with me. You know, on defense and the experience that the Bears now bring back, both from health and just guys being in year number two, on defense, you don't necessarily have to have everyone operating on the same page together. If someone screws up, there's another guy that can still make a play. That's where that experience happens. Whereas on the offensive side of the ball, you know, if one person doesn't know what he's doing, the whole thing falls apart. So that's the difference between offense and defense, according to John Fox. And I think he's right on that.
Yeah, well, it is, because it's more specific. You know, here I mentioned Tariq Cohen maybe being the clear out guy on a route. You know, let's say maybe he doesn't go deep enough in terms of his depth on, say, an in-cut, where if he gets his depth, you're going to get the proper distribution of how the Mike linebacker should drop that opens up the tight end who's running a shallow cross that he could open up on a certain zone coverage. So, again, there probably is more particulars where you have to be more specific on offense, because depth of routes, timing of throws, all those things probably matter a little bit more compared to the defense and what they're doing.
And the Bears did add, Tom, a couple of guys on the defensive line to help them navigate through the situation that they had last year, where if you have some injuries, they did bring in some very talented backups. Jay Howard is a guy that was very successful in Kansas City before the injuries hit last year. And then they brought in John Jenkins on the interior, who can help out as well.
Right. Both of those guys you mentioned, Zach, have an opportunity to come in here and compete for significant playing time. Because I think really the only one established guy that they have, and we didn't know a lot about him coming into the Bears season last year, is Akeem Hicks. So I think if you look at the competitiveness of the defensive line, they have the bodies in place. They have right there that Coach Rogers is going to be able to put these guys through their paces and decide who is the best three up front to go to battle. And we see what Eddie Goldman has brought to the table early in his career, and he's got high expectations. And you look at Jonathan Bullard, and he does look like he's a bigger body this year. And we saw some really good defensive line instincts out of him early in his rookie year last year. But Now he's got to take a big step forward. And, you know, I think, you know, you're going to get a lot of competition out of Mitch Unrein because he's never let the Bears fans down. You want to make sure that you improve the position, but if you can bring competitors in there and play with the same enthusiasm that Akeem Hicks brought with him last year, I think you can upgrade the entirety of that position. But it is about guys staying healthy. It is about guys having career years and being able to complement the style of defense that Vic Fangio wants to see played.
And there is an X factor to all of this. When we come back, I want to run that by you guys as well. Tom Thayer's here. So's Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zabin. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. 81 days to go before the Bears play the Falcons to start the National Football League season at Soldier Field. Hi, everyone. Bears All Access continues on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Zach Zabin, Jim Miller, Tom Thayer with you. I think one of the big X factors, because the Bears really haven't had this phase of the game help them, Tom, it's special teams. They need production in that phase, especially the return game, and you really can't find out what you have on special teams until the preseason gets underway.
Yeah, you know, and that's a difficult decision to make because when you have a roster that has so much to overturn in the last couple of years, you don't have that core group of guys that are with the special teams coach for 2, 3, 4, 5 years like some of the other teams have. And I think that's one of the decisions that Ryan Pace has to consider when he goes through the draft. That's a really difficult decision that you have to make about what is your contribution to your official position offensively or defensively, and then do you have the athleticism to do all the job requirements that you have on special teams? Because it is a difficult task, and I think if you could turn that one phase of this football team around, you're talking about a group of guys that can contribute to a couple of wins this season and you know, overcome some of the difficulties that they faced in the last couple of seasons. So, you know, Zach, I think that is a really good point to bring up because, you know, Coach Rogers, you know, it's a difficult position to coach, and, you know, it's trying because of that turnover that we talked about.
But it's a big key. It'll help your defense out. It puts the offense in a terrific position to be able to score some points. That's what's been missing, among other things, over the last couple of years. Guys, we have a special weekend edition. July 1st, our next show, Saturday, 1 o'clock. Join us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. For Jim Miller and Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on The Score.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on ChicagoBears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Uber and sponsored by CDW, FanDuel, and Verizon.